Watson Jamide, I'm Steve Bach, along with Scott Kennan. What's on your mind? 712-580-5501 800-228-0550. At the dust study up in Watford City, North Dakota. Dust, of course, a major concern here in western North Dakota, and you know, it's an impact that is just unprecedented. I was talking with Bill Bowman, representative from District 39. He was telling me about one farmer you talked to. $35,000 was his impact on his property, on his little farm along a county road because of the excess traffic. When you start talking at some of the numbers like that, that adds up in a hurry. Now, factor that in across all of western North Dakota and the acreage that is involved, and it is a big deal. It's a huge deal, Scott.
No question about it, and it is one of those, you know, I think challenges. That's the best term for it. I like that better than problem that you deal with in an era of unprecedented prosperity. Great ag seasons. You know, growing years have been record year after year after year, and of course, oil and gas production. You know, incredible. You know, North Dakota's into oil production being up nationwide. So it's. It is definitely one of those things where good times bring challenges. Anyway, welcome to another hour. As Steve said, he's in Watford City today for that dust conference, and we have a talk radio town hall, which is a chance to interact with your member of Congress without having to pay a lot of gas to get there. How about that? The word from Washington, Kevin Cramer, will be here for the whole hour to answer your questions and comments on any and all issues. So he takes all comers. Anything on your mind, let us know. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You can email questions to studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, and we welcome Congressman Kevin Cramer. How are you, Congressman?
I'm doing very well. Thank you, Scott. I'm sorry I was unable to meet my commitment last week. Some big issues came up, and scheduling just made it impossible. I tried.
We missed you, Congressman. We really did.
I hated not being on. It's an hour I look forward to.
Well, there'll be a little bit of pent-up demand today to tackle all kinds of issues. You know, since we talked last, this NSA surveillance program has commanded a lot of, really consternation among the listeners. You know, last week when this broke, and we talked yesterday with General Mike Hayden, who previously headed up the NSA and the CIA as well, and said, you know, he'd be disturbed too if everything that this whistleblower is saying is true. He doesn't believe it is, and went on to explain how it is used and the differences between the PRISM program and the cell phones. But in general, is this commanding a lot of your time and a lot of attention? Are you hearing about it from your constituents? What's your take on what happened?
Well, Scott, it's taken up a lot of my time and my energy, and rightfully so. But it's taken a lot up, not just because of the NSA issues, but of course the context in which we are viewing these NSA issues. I think that with regard to the two programs and the two parts of the Patriot Act that the two programs that are at issue here relate to, there's not a whole bunch of consternation, but put in the context of IRS leaks, of drones and the administration's inability to answer quickly whether or not a drone in the United States can kill a United States citizen. The fact that you have an attorney general who really has to go, quite frankly, his inability to be straightforward with Congress, and the fact that the Department of Justice is running a wiretapping and records collection on enemies, if you will, or perceived enemies of the administration. All of that, Health and Human Services Secretary that's shaking down hospitals and insurance companies for money. I mean, all of that makes the NSA thing all the worse. But I don't think there should be any confusion. I don't think there's any member, at least none that I've talked to, member of the Congress that thinks that this guy is a whistleblower or that he's anything other than a traitor. I think that's pretty firm. The information, though, that's been released has been somewhat concerning, and especially with regards to the business records, that's the phone records, and the what appears to be a sort of a dragnet, the broadness of which, of the information that's gathered, while it may meet constitutional muster, some argue that it does not, and while it does not collect content, the fact that the government is able and is collecting that broad of data does raise some concerns for folks. understand.
A lot of the defense of this has been, hey, members of Congress know about this, House leaders, Senate leaders, the legislative folks are up to speed on it, the executive branch, obviously judicial. Do you get briefed on stuff like this? I mean, did you know about this before you read about it in the newspapers?
Well, I think we all have some basic idea of that there's stuff that goes on, but no, the rank and file member of Congress does not know about this, has not been briefed on it, and that has been overstated, I don't think, without question, that's been overstated by the bureaucrats, if you will. I did sit in on a classified briefing yesterday for quite a while with all the members of the House of Representatives that were invited. Included all four agencies, the Department of Justice, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the Department of National Intelligence, and NSA. And it was interesting. It was classified. We can't talk much about it. Obviously, they tried to demonstrate evidence, if you will, that every member of Congress has had access to this classified information. They didn't do a very convincing job with most members that, in fact, every member of Congress has been briefed on it. Now, maybe every member of Congress, through its leadership, has the possibility or the opportunity, if they ask the right questions, to see a paragraph out of a multi-page document that's stored in a archives deep somewhere in a safe place. But that doesn't quite meet the transparency muster that most people, I think, expect from a government in a free society. So we're all trying to deal with this balancing act, but the real challenge for this, the real challenge, let's just get right to it. The real challenge, you guys, in all of this is that there's one common denominator in every one of these scandals, and that common denominator is the current president of the United States, who's as to quote the New York Times, has no credibility anymore. And so there's an uneasiness about all of that.
701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, your opportunity to talk with Congressman Kevin Cramer, our little town hall meeting we have each and every Wednesday. I'm Steve Bach along with Scott Hennon. Kevin, from a congressional standpoint, this is such a big dust-up. It seems like there's so many people that have concerns over this. Are there going to be changes in the program? Are there going to be changes in the oversight of the NSA? I know one of the things they were looking at was trying to be a little bit more transparent so that people can understand that, okay, Big Brother really isn't watching you to the extent that you think you are. What are some of the changes that you see coming down the pipe from Congress?
Well, that's a great question, because that very point was raised last night with the various agencies with members of Congress, and I don't think anybody has a clear idea yet of what kind of changes there may be. I will tell you this much, you will see a much more rigorous congressional oversight process. I think you'll find many more members of Congress affording themselves of the information, regardless of how deeply it's buried in the Intelligence Committee's safe. But apart from that, how the actual program changes, there's no question that leadership will be working with the agencies and hopefully with the Intelligence Committee, as well as with rank and file members who, through their constituents, might just have the best ideas to offer up some changes that give people a sense of comfort and that help with the transparency of all of this. It's such difficult stuff, because there is no question that we are, a nation, a world at risk. But what's so ironic about all this, and why it's such a difficult discussion, you guys, is that we have a president who claims that the war on terror is over, while at the same time he's collecting, a billion phone records every single day. And this type of inconsistency makes it very difficult in terms of the trust factor. And every law, regulation, rule in the world is based on, it is based on, and the enforcement of it is based on trust. It's based on compliance, not based on breaking the law. So whether a law was broken or not, there's still a trust factor, and when you lose the trust factor, it just becomes that much more complicated. So I suspect, Steve, that most of the changes would be more in the area of transparency of what's going on and a better informed electorate, as well as Congress.
We have a little bit of breaking news. You must have twisted that arm pretty good, because Speaker Boehner has announced he's going to be voting for the farm bill. It'll come to the floor hopefully soon. But
well,
it's breaking
very
right
funny,
now.
And Scott, this morning down in conference, the farm bill is front and center right now. Of course, has been for quite some time for a lot of us. And so the Speaker did announce his support of the farm bill. Now, this is this is sort of breaking news because Speaker Boehner was on the Agriculture Committee for 16 years. He's only voted for one farm bill in his life, as one that he helped write. He almost announced his support for it this morning, and then Kevin McCarthy, the whip, got up and said, "I'm putting him down as a yes vote," and he stood up and said, "I am a yes vote." So, and not only did he vote, did he say he's voting for it, but he and the leadership are urging every Republican member to vote for it, and gave a very compelling arguments for it, and realizing there's going to be some challenges, there are going to be some debates, there are going to be some amendments offered on the floor next week when we bring
that thought, Kev, if you would. We're going to break. Bruce and Minot, Tony and Bueller when we come back, too, for Congressman Kevin Craig.
Edgewood Vista will soon have three locations in Bismarck, Mandan. The newest Edgewood Assisted Living Building will be completed this fall at the end of Mackenzie Drive in Southeast Mandan. Edgewood Vista Mandan will have 72 apartments for rent where residents can get meals, housekeeping, and personal care provided. Contact Edgewood at 751-5300 for more information. That's 751-5300 or visit edgewoodseniorliving.com.
Hi, I'm Gene Zimmerman.
And I am Kim here at Zimmerman's Furniture. Come in and celebrate our 18th anniversary with us.
This is big. We have instant rebates up to $1,000.
And no interest up to 12 months.
Oh, by the way, these balloons are worth a lot.
Let's pop a few and see what you get.
And remember, Zimmerman's will always save you money. At Zimmerman's.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
I'm Steve Bach, along with Scott Henn, and this is What's on Your Mind, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, broadcasting from Watford City, and Scott going to be joining me on Friday for Tractor Trek on K-Fire 550.
I might even bring a tractor.
You might bring a tractor?
Yeah, I might.
Bring a lawnmower.
No, well, I could, but Alex actually bought an old John Deere tractor, so I think it'd be worthy of the tractor trek.
Ooh. You know? Kevin, can you find a tractor and join us?
Hey, man, if I could get there, I would, but unfortunately, we're going to be voting away on Friday.
Let's get to the phones here at 800-228-0550. Tony and Beulah for Congressman Kevin Cramer in our talk radio town hall. Ask a question, don't even have to put any gas in the tank, Tony. What a deal, huh?
Yeah. Say, I made a quick list, and I know I only got 20 seconds. Fast and Furious, Benghazi, IRS one, I call it, which was Facebook and emails. And the Ninth Judicial already ruled and said that the IRS couldn't do that, but the IRS says, oh, we'll just do it in districts that that the court hasn't ruled. In other words, they know they're illegal doing it. IRS 2, why is Lois Lerner still got a job and being paid $175,000 a year, and she still has access to all of her records? AP scandal, giving millions of illegals amnesty by bypassing Congress, going to war in Libya with a without a declaration of war, and now going through millions of our emails and Facebook and email accounts and phone records. When does it end? Congress should be impeaching this president. I know it don't go anywhere in the Senate, but if this is a Republican Senate, what Nixon did pales minor compared to what's happening right now up there. And they wonder why we don't trust Congress or the president or anybody in Washington. We shouldn't. There's no way. And Snowden is a hero. He's not a treasonous individual. He's a hero.
Comments, Congressman?
Well, sure. That's a lot of stuff. And Tony's right about all of those scandals, which is exactly the problem, the trust problem that we have right now. But I would like to remind folks that it was because of oversight of the House of Representatives, the one chamber, the one leg of the government that is in Republican hands, that outed this IRS scandal. For 2 years, the House Ways and Means Committee pushed for this information, pushed for it until it finally broke. And that oversight responsibility is paying off today. With regard to a number of the other issues, with regard to impeachment of the president, the first thing you have to remember is impeachment is a prosecutory process. You have to have evidence. That evidence has to be gathered. And let, go back to Nixon. He brings up Nixon. This is the way this stuff is playing out right now is not dissimilar to the way Watergate played out. And that is that you get the first break and you start asking questions. And as the process goes on, Watergate took a year before it got to the point where it became a bipartisan bipartisan impeachment process. So I would just say be patient, let the facts speak for themselves. If there's an impeachable offense that becomes provable, then, you know, I would think Congress would act accordingly. But in the short term, in the long term, we have a lot of oversight that's going on. In the meantime, we still have issues to deal with. Now, with regard to Snowden being a hero, let me just say this. He revealed some issues that, you know, that people didn't know about before, and a lot of us didn't know about before, and for that, you know, we're dealing now with new facts and trying to get to the bottom of it. But let's also remember that this rather low-level, not very highly paid, not even a systems analyst, by the way, systems manager, fled to China after outing the United States of America for its, for its privacy violations. Now, that in and of itself ought to raise a couple of red flags about this person. So I'm not calling him a hero by any stretch. And we have some problems that we have to get to the bottom of when somebody can actually, you know, release American intelligence secrets from China.
Tony, thanks for the phone call. Your chance to talk with Congressman Kevin Cramer, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. And let's go to Bruce in Minot. What's on your mind today?
I'd like to ask Congressman Cramer a question. Yesterday on your program here, you had retired General Hayden, who was both NSA and CIA director. He took the history of this program back to 51. So it has been in existence and changing over time since 51. How can you blame this particular administration when, according to Hayden, President Obama tightened up the controls on the program?
Well, I'm not blaming this administration. I guess that's sort of my point. The point is this, and Bruce is right in the sense that it's a program that's been around a long time, like a lot of programs, by the way, like unmanned aerial vehicles, like lots of technologies like cell phones, computers. What's changed is the technology, not so much the programs, certainly not the Constitution, not even the laws or the standards with which these laws are carried out which they're audited and by which they are enforced. None of that changes so much as
the technology. And with every advancement in technology, we as citizens feel more vulnerable. And that's really what drives a lot of this. But let's not forget, you know, that the problem, the biggest problem, isn't just that the NSA gathers 1 billion phone numbers every single day and phone calls. Not the content of the calls, but the numbers, the time of the calls, and the duration of the calls. But that people are viewing this through a lens of scandal after scandal after scandal after scandal. That is what's driving the fear in all of this. And so those of us, we have to be able to separate, on the one hand, these two NSA programs and their usefulness, their viability, and whether or not they're transparent enough. And we have to deal with those on one hand. On the other hand, we have a broader problem in this country right now, and that is there is a lack of trust, and it's been earned. When you have an IRS that punishes the political enemies of the president, uses the power of the IRS to do that, people are concerned. When the Attorney General of the United States is asked by a United States senator, is it constitutional and legal for a drone to kill an American citizen on American soil, and he can't answer that question for 24 hours, and not until there's a rather impressive floor speech, then that's a problem. And that those things, along with Benghazi, along with Fast and Furious, and you know the surveillance of Associated Press reporters, and the reference to James Rosen with Fox News as a co-conspirator and shopping for a subpoena to three different judges before getting one, those are the things that create the fear with the NSA program. Not judging the NSA program in and of itself.
Bruce, thanks for the call. I'll get another one here from Bob in Fergus Falls for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Go ahead, Bob. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Hello, Congressman. Just bringing things back locally. I know you're a good one for engaging the citizenship and solutions come from the grassroots and all that. And
yes,
this tragedy of the five-month-old dying in the car, being left alone in the car, that I read about this morning, it's heart-wrenching, but you always want to look for solutions. Where would a person go as far as what kind of information can you give us, the general public? Where would we go to bring solutions? Because I have a few ideas myself.
Hold tight, Bob, if you would. We are up against a break. We'll get to Kevin's answer and inform others of this story as well when we come back after a short timeout. On What's on Your Mind?
We'll be right back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
Here's a really good reason to shop Nelson Auto Center in Fergus Falls. 7 new vehicle brands to choose from on one lot. That means you can take a test drive in a new F-Series truck, then a new Ram, and follow that with a GMC Sierra. What a great way to compare trucks and choose the one you like best and do it all in one stop. Nelson has a great lineup of great cars, vans, and SUVs too. Ford, Lincoln, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram, plus GMC. Nelson Auto Center has them all. Your choice and the best buy always. And we deliver your vehicle free within 300 miles. NelsonFergusFalls.com, exit 54, Fergus Falls.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit priproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
This is What's on Your Mind with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hannon. Steve, by the way, at the Dust Conference and Air Quality Summit happening in Watford City, I'm in the studio today. Congressman Kevin Cramer with us for the remainder of the hour, our talk radio town hall. The word from Washington, Kevin is gracious to give us an hour of his week every week for you to ask him anything. 800-228-0550. Before the break, Bob on Fergus Falls was asking for solutions on what could be done to prevent situations like this tragedy that happened yesterday. And just for folks that didn't hear this about this, a five-month-old girl died Tuesday night in Moorhead, Minnesota, after she was left in a car seat in a van while her father was taking care of five other children under the age of seven. The Forum of Fargo-Moorhead reporting today some new information about this particular incident. Evidently, the girl's parents, Andrew Sandstrom, 24, Sheena Sandstrom, 27, the law enforcement officials have said the father dropped his wife off at work Tuesday afternoon, returned home with six children under the age of seven. In bringing the children into his residence, the last and youngest child, a five-month-old little girl, was forgotten inside the vehicle for a number of hours. At 8:22, they got a 911 call, authorities did, and the girl was not responsive. The medical attention, obviously, given immediately, but efforts to revive her were unsuccessful. The family, very distraught. Social services brought in to help care for the children. The law enforcement official said, clearly this is a loved little girl. It's incredibly tragic. So that's what we know about the story. Just for those that didn't know about Bob, your point. You said you had an idea for a solution you wanted to run by Kevin. Is that it, Bob?
Well, I could. I guess, Bob,
I would be interested in hearing from you because, quite honestly, I mean, it's tragic. I mean, this is as tragic as it gets, obviously, for a community, for parents, obviously for the little girl. And I don't know anything about the parents, except that obviously they're very sad today and we want to hold them up in our prayers. But how we avoid a tragedy like this going forward, and whether or not there's a role for the federal government, I don't know. I mean, this kind of neglect, if you will, is, I think, already illegal. So it's probably not a law that's going to fix this, but I'd be very interested in hearing your thoughts on it.
Well, I couldn't develop it over the phone right now, but I was just wondering if there's a way that me and others could maybe contact you or an agency where we could share ideas and get a bank of ideas to prevent such a thing.
Sure. You know, Bob raises a good point. Let's do this, Scott and Steve, if we can. If you can get Bob's contact information or even give him mine, that's fine. And we'll see what we can do on this end. Bob, obviously you're represented by Representative Colin Peterson. I can even visit with Colin a little bit about it, and maybe there's a federal agency, but most likely there's some local, county, and state agencies as well that we would want to involve in this.
Okay.
That sounds fair?
Yeah. Should I just wait for the information then?
Well, why don't we do... No, why don't you, off air somehow, if you're able to, Scott, if you...
Just hang on, yeah. We'll get Bob's information, Bob, if you... Yeah, sure. Bob, just hang on a second. Aaron will get your information off the air here, okay?
Great.
Appreciate
Thank you,
the call.
Bob.
Congressman Kevin Cramer, our guest, 800-228-0550. Steve?
701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Kevin, I wanted to ask you a little bit about the Farm Bill as far as the House version. Does Boehner, first of all, support mean that we get a vote in the House sooner? And second of all, you told me before that you actually like the Senate version of the bill moving forward. Are there going to be that many differences between the House bill, what came out this time, and what's going to come out this time, as opposed to the Senate bill from last time and moving forward this time?
Actually, the Senate bill this time that has passed the Senate floor is a little better than last year's Senate version. It's a little closer to the House.
So you're a bigger fan then, right?
So, well, I like the Senate version, this version better than last version's. It's part of it is because it's going to have more votes, and we have to do the doable. When you have a split government like we have, when you have, you know, Republicans controlling one chamber, Democrats controlling the other, and of course the White House being aligned with one of them, you got to do the doable as opposed to the perfect. And the Speaker tells us that all the time. There are a couple of things in the Senate version that are fatal to North Dakota farmers, quite honestly, and we've heard it over and over from every farm group, and we have to fix it in the House if we're going to have the best bill possible.
What
are
those?
Fix it.
What are those issues?
This kind of conservation compliance is a condition to participation in the crop insurance program. That is not in current law. It has not been in the farm bill since 1996. So nearly 20 years that's been separated. You know, conservation compliance has been separated from participation in the crop insurance program. And the reason that's so critical in North Dakota, that is separated, is because of our very extreme climate and the fact that wetlands especially are always shifting, and farmers have to have the flexibility to do what's best to grow the food to meet the needs of a hungry world. The Senate combined those two things, linked them together, and we're hopeful we can get that separated. The other thing is this $750,000 AGI cap for participating in the full subsidy program. Now, that's a nice sort of idea. The Senate passed it on the Senate floor. They passed an amendment with that cap on. And while it sounds sort of nice on the surface in a sort of populist way, that combined with conservation compliance being linked to crop insurance creates a problem for the viability of the crop insurance program at all, because crop insurance by law has to be actuarially sound. And when you do what the Senate has done, you can almost be certain, if that becomes law, that you will see a deep decrease, a fast decrease in land values, and you'll see a tremendous consolidation of farming. And we've seen that obviously over the decades, but you'll see a very fast one. And the people least able to afford going without crop insurance won't be able to afford crop insurance, because the people most able to afford going without crop insurance won't. And so you take the most efficient and largest farmers out of the crop insurance pool, and you create an unsustainable crop insurance program, and that would be very, very difficult for North Dakota farmers. So we've got to get that fixed in the House. It, by the way, is already fixed in the Ag Committee version of the Farm Bill that came out of the House with a large bipartisan majority. If we can have that same activity throughout and get it that way into conference committee, perhaps with enough momentum, we can prevail on that topic. So those are really the big sort of farm differences. Steve, the other big difference between the House version and the Senate version is that the House version cuts $20.5 billion out of the food stamp program. This is a program that has doubled since 2008, and it's over a $750 billion program. The $20 billion, which is a very modest cut, it represents 3% of that total. But the way you get to the cuts is not by simply taking people off of the rolls, but rather doing away with some of the fraud and abuse. For example, there is a provision in current law that anybody that qualifies for any federal program qualifies automatically for food stamps. Well, every federal program is different. And so rather than testing and making people qualify for the food stamps based on their assets and their income, they just automatically get them. And we do away with that. The other thing that that's done away with in the House version is the HEAT and EAT program. So LIHEAP, which is low-income housing assistance program, is a system that is run by states. We have states, you guys, if you can imagine this, we have especially southern states, which will automatically put people on LIHEAP, give them $1 a month in heating assistance. That doesn't buy a cup of heating fuel. And for that, they get a whole month's worth of food stamps. So several hundred dollars they get automatically by a state, in essence, abusing the system. So we do away with that. The other thing that this bill would require for the food stamp program is that you demonstrate that you're in the country legally. Can you imagine? Today, you don't have to do that.
Speaking of which, Jeff and Hazen wants to ask about the immigration issues and legislation you're fighting there. Let's go to him next at 800-228-0550 for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hello?
Jeff, what's on
Hi,
your
Jeff.
Mind?
The immigration bill. Ronald Reagan, the greatest president, one of the greatest presidents in the history of this country, went through the same thing in 1986, and he believed this handshake was, you know, your bond. Was your word. So he trusted the Democrats that they were going to secure the border. They had 2 million illegals, you heard me say,
yes.
Amnesty. And how did that work for us? We got 11 million of them now. And just yesterday, Mr. Rubio said, well, now the border security is second to giving the amnesty and stuff, at a speech that he did. So I guess we found out what he's really about. I want to know what your stand is. Are we going to 100% secure the border? I don't believe there should be any amnesty. You break the law, you break the law.
Right.
And we're not going to get any votes, the GOP, from these people. When the Democrats keep giving them, they're not going to vote for the GOP anyway.
Right. Well, first of all, they shouldn't be voting at all because they're not legal citizens. You have to be a citizen to vote. But to just first
you know yourself that that's already happening anyway through voter fraud and everything else. But,
sure.
Jeff,
I think in the House, first of all, I think what you'll see out of the House, you're going to see immigration. The Speaker just talked to us again about it this morning. We're going to see immigration reform. The House will not take up the Senate bill. I think that's quite clear. We have our own group working on it. And I thought that they would have presented their bill by now, but I would expect it any day. The border security will be number one in the House. It's not going to be second or third or fourth to anything, and it's certainly number one to me. It's got to be the first issue with regard to illegal immigration. But there's also a lot of legal immigration issues that we have to fix. Immigration issues related to work visas, student visas, you know, H-1B visas for highly technical and skilled workforce that we use a lot of in North Dakota, as may surprise people, but Microsoft has 2,000 employees in Fargo, and we need to be able to have a more efficient process of bringing in workers to meet the demand for our economy, and that includes seasonal farm workers, harvesters use a lot of it in North Dakota. So we need to make that process better, more efficient, and useful for our economy. With regard to the 11 million who are here illegally, undocumented workers, and amnesty, I do not support a route, if you will, to citizenship. I would like to see some way to make them legal, but not until they pay their debt to society for their illegal action. If that makes sense. In other words, I want them to come out of the shadows because having 11 million undocumented workers running around isn't good for anybody. But most of these people are hardworking people, very productive people. If we could find a way, and I think we will, to incent them out of the shadows, make them pay their debt to society. They should not be able to circumvent their debt to society. And I don't know what kind of a sentence that is or a fine or whatever it would be. And then, you know, whatever goes beyond that, we have to talk about. But I don't like the idea of citizenship. I think that citizenship should be off the table. There can be other legal status that enhances the economy of the country and meets the workforce demands of our economy.
Congressman, we're up against a break. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Mark in Fargo, you're up next. This is What's on Your Mind.
You're listening to What's on Your Mind with Steve Bakken and Scott Hannon. We'll be right back after these messages.
From the very beginning, our founding sisters recognized that if Mary College was to be successful, that it was a collaborative effort. And they looked to the community. It was just a handful of sisters when we think of that beginning faculty. But quite soon, they were looking to the community for leadership. So the collaborative spirit was what made possible the growth and, in fact, the University of Mary that we know today.
Right now at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac, you can own a 2013 GMC Sierra at the lowest price of the year. 0% financing for 6 years with approved credit or savings up to $9,750. See dealer for details. The industry's best pickup coverage includes 2 years of maintenance, 3 year bumper-to-bumper warranty, and 5 year powertrain warranty. Save right now on a 2013 GMC Sierra at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac or online at SchwannCadillac.com. We are professional grade.
I want to tell you about a North Dakota product that gets rid of odors, the bad smells. This product is out of Zeeland, North Dakota. Daryl, tell us about odor medicine. What kind of smells can it destroy?
What odor medicine does, it destroys the odor molecule. Basically, you can kill skunk smell, cat urine. You can mold, musty smells. If you got a camper that had a refrigerator that went out that's got a stinky smell in the refrigerator, it'll destroy the odor in that refrigerator permanently. And that's what it does. It basically destroys the odor so the odor will not come back. We give a 100% guarantee that smell ever comes back. Call us up or refund your money.
The stench of rotting meat in a freezer that lost power. Think of that. That odor destroyed. If you go to getridofsmellnow.com, use the promo code Scott, get 10% off your order, plus free priority shipping. Getridofsmellnow.com, 100% money-back guarantee. You can't beat it, and it's North Dakota made.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click BensDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on BensDiscountSupply.com.
This is What's on Your Mind, 800-228-0550. Chat with Congressman Kevin Cramer, as we do on Wednesdays for our talk radio town hall. A word from Washington. Partly sunny, heading for a high of 79 in Fargo today. 70 and sunny right now. Rain right now in Bismarck, 61, but should be nice today. Getting up there, it shows some promise. And as we look around the region, weather-wise, especially out west, might even have a nice weekend. 40% chance showers and thunderstorms this morning, but partly sunny. High near 75. Coming later today in Minot, 57 degrees there right now. In the oil patch, 55 right now, with cloudy skies, heading for a high, though, about 73 degrees as well. So there you go. So chance of showers and thunderstorms again in the morning at Dickinson. Gosh, there's been a lot of that. Let's get back to the phones with Congressman Kevin Cramer on the line waiting for us. Mark in Fargo, question for Kevin. You're up next. What's on your mind?
Yes, make it short and sweet. I don't call in to talk shows, but I can't pass up Kevin Cramer.
Thanks, Mark.
what I see and hear all on the, right down the line, I talk to talk to talk to talk from talk shows to congressmen, to senators, to even the president, even the president of the United States. They talk, they talk, they talk, they talk, they talk, they talk. And I have nothing against talking because I talk enough myself. I love talk shows. I talk to listen to talk shows like I could say 24 hours a day, but it's too much talk and not enough do.
But you know, one thing I would say, Paul,
you got John Boehner talking, make all kinds of press conferences. He's going to do this, and nothing happens.
Well, here's what I would say in defense of John. Let me say in defense of John Boehner in the House of Representatives is that we have had dozens of oversight hearings every single week on this administration over the last, since I've gotten to Congress, and that oversight that has led to many of the revelations that we're learning about these very days that we're in right now. And but for that, we wouldn't even know what we know. The problem with, and Mark makes a good point on the lack of action side of his argument, but the point I would make is that there are three legs to this policy stool, the House of Representatives, the Senate, and the presidency. Republicans have one of those three legs, and we're doing all we can with that one leg. So our ability to get action is somewhat thwarted now. That said, we are able to put a lot of pressure on. The fact that the president hasn't asked for Eric Holder's resignation is beyond me. I signed a letter calling on him to do exactly that just today or yesterday. I've lost track of time. But he is the guy that is our leader, whether we like it or not. He was elected to be the leader, and as ineffective as he is and as, frankly, as irrelevant as he's become because of his lack of influence, I don't think he's figured out that he doesn't have much influence anymore. Really, much of this onus is on him. And until we can get more information, that requires a lot of talking, it requires a lot of hearings, but until we can get more information, we're not in a position to take some of the actions I know a lot of people are anxious to see happen. But there's also another election coming up, and hopefully we can remedy a lot of this with another election. In the meantime, we just keep about our business of doing two things. One, oversight. The other, passing important, good legislation, and probably more important, not passing bad legislation.
Mark, thanks for the phone call. We only got a couple minutes left, and we want to get to Greg in Bismarck. What's on your mind today?
I read somewhere where the farm bill passed by the Senate had like 9% of the money put in there for crop insurance, 6% for conservation, another small percentage for something else. And that 78% of it was food stamps. Is that true, or did I miss
that? That is true. Food stamps. The food stamp program makes up about 80% of the farm bill. It's been that way for decades, and it continues to be that way. When they say we have a cheap food policy, 20% of it's aimed at keeping food cheap. The other 80% is at keeping it free for some people.
And would you be in favor of changing that?
That comes up. That'll be a floor amendment. There's no question there'll be an amendment on the floor of representatives, Greg, to separate the farm provisions, the commodity titles from the nutrition titles. The problem with that is it becomes very difficult because many, many more people eat food than grow food. It becomes very difficult to create a winning coalition. And that's this farm bill that we're going to pass next week, hopefully, it makes dramatic reforms to agriculture. It does away with direct payments. The commodity title's gone. It's all just shoring up the safety net is a crop insurance program, basically. So it's a fraction of what it used to be. There are major reforms. But we couldn't even pass those reforms if we couldn't get the urban members of Congress who have a greater interest in the nutrition side of the program.
Music to my ears.
Call.
You know where
Thanks
I sit on
call,
that,
Greg.
Kevin.
Minute and a half
makes
left.
A great point.
Bruce, North Dakota, quickly, last call for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead.
Okay, I just wanted to say thanks to Scott and Steve for creating this forum and you, Congressman, for coming on and taking the roundtable with us. Your constituency. I wanted to give you some feedback on your campaign for 2014. I recently got a call from your volunteer, and I told them, like I told the RNC, I will be the judge as a constituent, and I'm paying attention, and I decline to contribute to at this time. I would like to finish that by saying, so far, you've done a great job. You've represented us as a North Dakotan, you've done a great job at being balanced across the state from different perspectives, and I thank you for your service. But I, as a Tea Party activist, I can't just blindly contribute, and I would appreciate it if you could talk with your campaign volunteers and not approach us as car salesmen and try to force us or manipulate us or kind of...
Bruce, got to cut you off there because we are really tight. 10 seconds for a quick answer, Kev.
Well, as always, Bruce and everybody else who gets a phone call or a letter of solicitation or any type, they're welcome to say no or to say yes as a conscience guides them.
To be continued next week. Congressman Kevin Cramer, thanks. That's What's on Your Mind. God bless you, folks.
Are you looking for a full life, one filled with fun and enriching activities and friends? Touchmark and West Century, a full-service retirement community, offers a fulfilling and carefree lifestyle. Whether you choose to live in a cottage or an apartment, you'll have access to Touchmark's Health and Fitness Club with pool. Call 323-7000 to schedule your tour or visit touchmark.com. Experience the full life at Touchmark on West Century.
Hi, I'm Gene Zimmerman.
And I am Kim here at Zimmerman's Furniture. Come in and celebrate our 18th anniversary with us.
This is big. We have instant rebates up to $1,000.
And no interest up to 12 months.
Oh, by the way, these balloons are worth a lot.
Let's pop a few and see what you get.
And remember, Zimmerman's will always save you money. At Zimmerman's.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance, please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Come to Burnsville, Minnesota to attend the Healthy Body 13 Conference. 2 days only. Friday, June 21st at 6 p.m. for the opportunity meeting. And Saturday, June 22nd at 9 a.m. for training by Tom Chenault. Learn about Dr. Joel Wallach, the man who took on the FDA 8 times and won on all counts. For details, call 651-695-7750. That's 651-695-7750. Or visit HealthyBody13.com. HealthyBody13.com. Income at home with nutrition done right. Don't miss it.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.